I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics, and we are at the Gateway Film Center, where everyone is super excited, John, as we all are wont to get when a new Coen Brothers movie is in the pipeline.
And everybody has to see it who cares anything about movies. It's called Inside Llewyn Davis.
Mm-hmm. And
it's not going to make them any money.
Well, of course. Few of their films do. How many commercial hits have they had? I'd say Fargo, No Country for Old Men, and True Grit.
Ah, about Big Lebowski.
Over the years, it's accrued that cult status, so you may be right at this point. It may finally have turned a profit, but I'm not sure.
Llewyn Davis is a demythologizing of the folk scene of the early 60s.
Okay.
This is going to be a difficult sell for them.
Right.
Is that it's a dark side. In other words, it's not the happy Peter, Paul, and Mary side.
In typical Coen Brothers fashion, their protagonist is not exactly likable.
No. And I don't require an uplifting film.
Mm-hmm.
I just think for people who are going to a film in the spirit of the folk music to have some kind of a rebellious, good story, it's not going to happen.
The Coen Brothers, when they first launched upon the scene in the late 80s with Raising Arizona, Blood Simple, and then segued just phenomenally into the 90s with Miller's Crossing and Barton Fink and Fargo, these guys you know, they wrote original screenplays. As they've gotten older, they've dabbled with adapted material.
Okay.
No Country for Old Men, obviously, was a Cormac McCarthy book. Also True Grit.
Yep.
They stayed really true to the original novel, and they cranked out a really nice Western in the classic style.
Sure.
Their latest film, loosely adapted from a book called The Mayor of McDougal Street.
Got it.
So why mine this period? What are they after? What are they getting after?
It's a good question, man, but you made the point that I think is really important, that their protagonists usually are unlikable losers, and they're sometimes on a quest that's going to lead them into very bad business. In this case, you got a guy who's very much alone, who you would hope he doesn't sing bad. He just doesn't have whatever that spark is that moves you to the next level. So he continues to stroll around everywhere, including New York, trying to find work and just to stay alive.
See, I think this is the mark of their best works, where they take a character, usually a man, who is driven in some way possesses some skill that he may or may not be in control of, and then is just ineffectual. He's a loser, usually, as you put it. They're really the only contemporary filmmakers working in that vein, mining the poetry of the American loser.
All right.
And the loser ultimately reaches some kind of understanding of himself, or even experiences just a blip of the success that they're after.
Well, according to your paradigm, the best is maybe the earliest, one of the earliest, which would be Nicolas Cage in Raising Arizona.
Yes, what a beautiful loser that guy
is.
Yes,
exactly. Then if you take Josh Brolin in No Country for Old Men, it's a more serious side to that. You're talking about found money, you're talking about murder, you're talking about, they have some of the greatest villains of all time.
Yeah, well, see, that's different because Josh Brolin, well, he doesn't experience anything good in that movie.
Yeah.
He doesn't come out of the other side. But I'm thinking of, like, Barton Fink, you know, or John Turturro is the...
Writer on fire.
Writer on fire. He wants to create art. And yet he's incapable of doing it in that, at least in that, he comes out of the other side, having grown.
I think that some people had hoped Llewyn Davis, because of the music, had some of the old brother cachet to it, and it's completely opposite. It's not it at all.
Is that right?
Yeah. In this film, Llewyn Davis, you have a cat named Ulysses.
Okay.
So they're making...
And I'm assuming you mean a real cat. You're not, like, talking in 60s parlance, like a hep cat.
You know, that was pretty good. Right? For a young guy, you got it down. And this is kind of an odyssey in Llewyn Davis.
Okay.
So they're trying to make their own connection to their own films.
Right.
And that's probably why people were hoping for that. Showing you are going to have to work hard and you are going to face disappointment. So they have that down, regardless of whether it's the rock scene in the 60s or not.
Mm.
It's a tough business.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.